Hey, Akiva asks, Kvod HaRav Shlita, Shalom Uvracha. Thank the Rav very much for taking from his time to answer my questions. This question is a follow-up to question 265, in which the Rav mentioned Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal's psak regarding the chiyuv of living in Eretz Israel today that is only a voluntary mitzvah. It is on the understanding of this psak that I would respectfully ask the Rav's help. As far as I'm able to understand the Igros Moshe Eben Ho'ezer Simon 102, the Rav says most poskim agree that living in Eretz Israel is a mitzvah today. By living in Eretz Israel, one fulfills a mitzvah. For a Feinstein Zatzal, the justification for living outside of Eretz Israel stems from Rav Chaim of the Tosfos and Ksubos, who feared that due to the extreme holiness of Eretz Israel and the mitzvos inherent in living there, and due to our lack of knowledge on how to maintain the appropriately holy lifestyle required, we are therefore exempt of the mitzvah of living in Eretz Israel. It is on the last point that I would ask the Rav's help, seeing that it is seemingly upon this point that the Rav Zatzal bases his psak. As to the aforementioned Tosfos and Ksubos, Harav Yitzchok Nissim Olav HaShalom, former Rishon LeZion, quoted the Rimat Olav HaShalom, and even Reb Chaim of the Tosfos didn't negate the mitzvah of living in Eretz Israel in times when there was no danger on the travels there. And Reb Chaim Dovid Alevi Olav HaShalom writes, and we can't trust at all his, Reb Chaim's, proposition that there is no mitzvah now of living in Eretz Israel, since a mistaken student, a Talmud Torah, wrote it, misquoting Reb Chaim. But even if we accept the validity of Reb Chaim's teaching as presented in the Tosfos and Ksuvos, the Shaloh HaKadosh wrote, the holiness of Eretz Israel is like Gan Eden. Even now, while desolate, and Eretz Israel is the gate to heaven for prayers to rise, as there is no possibility for them to ascend other than through there, and then from there to the site of the Holy of Holies. I reject the statements that say that today there is no mitzvah to live in Eretz Israel due to the unique mitzvahs and punishments for those who transgress them there. Quite the opposite. Fortunate is he who is able to go there as long as there is no danger, and be as one who has God, and therefore shows that he clings to God and has a Shekhinah rest on him. In another place in the Igros Moshe, Yoredeya 122, the Rav says there, and is with awe and trepidation, I paraphrase his words, that there can be no halachic injunction today to live in Eretz Israel, as due to our dispersion amongst the far corners of the earth, it would be too difficult to reach Eretz Israel. While perhaps a valid point many years ago, is this relevant today? Today, Baruch Hashem, Eretz Israel is a center for Torah learning in the world. Millions of Jews live here in a free and open society in a high standard of living. Life expectancies and health care are among the highest in the world. Opportunities for livelihood are myriad, and tefillah and Torah learning have never been more accessible in any time in the past 2,000 years. It is possible today to arrive in Eretz Israel safely from any point on earth, as opposed to the hardships our forefathers had to endure when they came. In our times, the gates to Eretz Israel are easily and affordably open. No pirates or plagues wait to ambush the Jew on his way here. And while there are dangers here, there are dangers spiritual and physical everywhere in the world, including supposedly safe places like America. In light of all this, and in light of the fact that Rav Feinstein's opinion is a minority opinion regarding the chiyuv of living in Eretz Israel today, how should a Torah observant Jew in Eretz Israel regard his brethren who choose to live in the exile? With tefillos for our speedy redemption, with great love and thanks to the Rav, Shlita Akiva. Okay, Akiva, I think first of all you're misreading Rav Moshe's original tshuva. The reason that he said that there is no mitzvah to live in Eretz Israel today is not based on the Rav Chaim in the Tosfos. But what Moshe says is the following. Since we are in Golis, and Jews have been scattered to all corners of the world, there should be a mention somewhere in the Rambam, in the Shulchan Aruch, that if there would be a mitzvah, a mandatory mitzvah for everyone to leave Chutz Laretz and go live in Eretz Israel, there should be mentioned somewhere that it's usher to live in Chutz Laretz. We don't find such a thing. All we find is that it's usher to leave Eretz Israel once you've settled here, to go back to Chutz Laretz. But nowhere does it say that it's usher to live in Chutz Laretz to begin with. In addition, it says it's usher to live in Mitzrayim. But otherwise, a person is allowed to live anywhere else in the world as long as we are in Golis. What Rav Moshe says, but we know that there definitely, even today, is a mitzvah to live in Eretz Israel. It would seem, therefore, to imply that the mitzvah is a voluntary mitzvah, not a mandatory mitzvah. Since it's only a voluntary mitzvah, and Reb Chaim in the Tosfos says that one has to take into consideration the fact, can he fulfill the mitzvahs in Eretz Israel properly if he goes there? Reb Moshe says, therefore, since it's only a voluntary mitzvah, right, and there is a tremendous benefit of going, but he should take in consideration also the negatives and weigh them out with the positives. And therefore, a person should make sure if he is going to fulfill this mitzvah and have that tremendous schus of living in Eretz Yisrael, that it be positive for him, and he should take in consideration factors and issues of educating his children, parnasa, whether he'll be able to fulfill the mitzvahs and extra mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael properly, and so on. Also, that which the Shalor HaKadosh says, that only the tefillos in Eretz Yisrael are accepted. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden says a similar thing, but he also says a stipulation that someone who lives in Chutz Laretz, because he has really no other choice, because of the factors that apply to him, and he would love to be in Eretz Yisrael if the factors permitted it, then his tefillos is if he's standing in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because that's where he would like to be if he could. Someone who ignores completely the need to be in Eretz Yisrael, and even if all the factors were positive, wouldn't choose to be there, then his tefillos go nowhere.